Hello and welcome to my talk today. I am Anuswa Trivedi and I'm a data scientist in Microsoft. Today, we're going to talk about mobile AI. We're going to dive deep and we're going to see how Microsoft is bringing the edge cases through Azure. Let me walk you through the agenda. The first and foremost thing we're going to discuss today is cognitive services. We're going to dive deep into the Custom Vision API and see how we can create an app for our mobile phone. The next thing we're going to talk about is the Azure ML Workbench. It is a pro data scientist tool where you can create your deep neural networks from scratch and you can bring it onto your phone very easily. The third thing we're going to talk about is CoreML and Xamarin. And we're going to see how we combine CoreML and Xamarin together with Custom Vision Service and Azure ML Workbench to create a mobile AI app. Now, let me invite you to walk through with me the two demos that I'm going to do today. The first is using Custom Vision Service, and the second will use the Azure ML Workbench. The app that we're going to demonstrate today is a skin cancer detection app. We're going to take a picture of a mole, and we're going to detect if that mole is cancerous or not. Now, I welcome you to join me for the demo. Let me first start with introducing you to Xamarin. Xamarin is a great way to develop mobile apps. If you are an app developer, you can create apps for iOS, Android, or Windows just using one single skill, Xamarin. All you need is to learn about C#, and you can use Xamarin. When you are compiling your code using Xamarin, you just choose your target OS. And depending on the target OS, the Xamarin itself pre-compiles the code for your target application. The next thing that we're going to talk about is Apple's CoreML. It is a great way in which you can bring your intelligent apps onto your phone. It converts your deep neural network models into a CoreML format, which very easily allows it to be dropped on your mobile phone. So imagine using your deep neural networks without even a Wi-Fi. So you do not need to store it in a cloud anymore. You can store it on your edge devices directly. Let me now introduce the cognitive services. Microsoft has released this smart APIs to help you develop very interesting apps using vision, knowledge, language, speech, and search. Today, we're going to concentrate on the Vision API. And for the Vision API, we're going to talk about some custom Vision APIs. In the custom Vision API, you can train your own network model very easily just using a few clicks. Let's take an example. Today, we are going to create a skin cancer application. We are going to upload our benign and malignant images. Let's take a look at the benign images. As you can see, it's very light in color. Let's take a look at the malignant images. As you can see, it's much more darker in color. But some of them, it's not pretty easily visible. Take the example of this image. It's not too dark, but still it's malignant. Now, we train a deep neural network model to give us some output. I have already pre-trained the model, so I'll go to the quick testing part. Let me load up some local files. Let me load up a benign image and see if that works. As you can see, it gave me a prediction of 99% benign and 0.4% malignant. So we have trained our model correctly to predict whether if an image is benign or malignant. Now, that was custom vision service. There is a really great way to export your models out using custom vision service. Once we have trained our model, we click on the export button. We go and choose our target, which is iOS for us, and we can export our model. I have already exported it out for this demo. Another way of creating models is through Azure Machine Learning. We will bring up the Azure Machine Learning workbench and create a neural network model from scratch. Let me bring up the Azure Machine Learning workbench. I have already created a project called Final Skin Cancer Model in the Azure ML workbench. As you can see, I have a training file, a test file, and a Keras to CoreML converter file. Here, I train a Keras deep neural network model, and I have passed into it benign and malignant images, and I have trained a model to get about 98% overall accuracy. In my test case, I have tried it out with some test images, as you can see here, and it's giving me really good result. Now I take my trained Keras model and I try to convert it to a core ML format. The model will be very easily able to say whether if an input image is benign or malignant. Now with that, let me move on to my iPhone and show you how it works for custom vision service model as well as Azure machine learning model. I am now on my iPhone. As you can see, I have three applications which I ported out the mobile AI. So the first one that I'm going to demonstrate is through the custom vision service. I call my app CV Photo for that. I have opened my app. Here, I need to choose a photo of a mole and it will predict whether if the mole is cancerous or not. Let me choose a photo. As you can see, it's predicted as benign and it says all clear. Let me choose another photo. As it says, it thinks it's 90% cancerous, so it's marking it in red and asking me to go see a doctor immediately. Let's check out the model that we created using Azure ML. Pretty similarly, we load up another photo and it gives me all clear. Similarly here, I load up another photo. It gives me see a doctor. As you see here, it's giving me better accuracy through the Azure ML workbench. The reason being, I have created my model on my own and I have been able to fine tune the parameters and increase the accuracy there. Now let's take a look at the third app. We have a video, in this app, we take in a video feed and we actually are able to detect skin cancer in real time. Let's take a look. So as you can see, I'm sending it a live feed and it's giving me a correct image. That is, I'm all clear. Hopefully this helps. Thank you so much for joining me for the demo. So as we saw in our demo, these mobile AI apps could be used for any everyday situation that we run into. As the skin cancer detection, imagine detecting sleep apnea or cataract just through mobile phone cameras. For more such interesting examples, please follow the link on the screen. I'm sure you will enjoy it. Thank you so much for joining me today.